Hello everyone, welcome to the In South Africa podcast. My name is Louisa and I'm with
Eleonore.
My name is Aurélien.
I'm Eva.
My name is Stefan.
We are students in the European section at Josephine Baker High School and we are going to talk about South Africa and legacy of apartheid.
Let's start with some explanations. South Africa is the southernmost country in Africa and one of the richest and the most developed. There are a lot of official languages such as English, Afrikaans, Zulu or Xhosa, and it's part of the Commonwealth. This country is known for its landscapes and beaches and is great at sport, like in rugby for example. One of the principal cities are Cape Town, Pretoria or Johannesburg. South Africa also had Nelson Mandela, one of the greatest presidents, elected in 1997.
But South Africa have known darker times from the 1950 to 1919. Apartheid dominated South Africa politics. Apartheid was a system that divided people by race and color and gave white people much more power, access, liberty and security.
Today, apartheid still affects South Africa. To begin, there are a lot of museums, memorials, websites and conferences to honor the victims of apartheid, like the South African Truth and Reconciliation Commission, TRC, to help deal with what happened under apartheid. Another point is that there are a lot of social inequalities that still remain. Notably, today, 55% of the country's wealth belong to 1% of the population due to apartheid, which created deep economic inequalities between white and black people.
This persists with education because private schools are better but more expensive, so white South Africans can have a better education, whereas black South Africans have a more difficult access to education with public schools. This is one of the biggest inequalities in South Africa, the inequality of opportunity. Moreover, apartheid has also left important psychological and cultural consequences. The separation between communities has created mistrust and tensions that still exist today. Many of the South Africans continue to fight stereotypes and discriminations in their daily lives. However, it is important to remember that the country is making progress.
Organizations, schools and artists are working to promote equality and unity between citizens. Nelson Mandela's message of forgiveness and reconciliation continue to inspire new generation who are trying to build a fairer and more united South Africa. So that's why apartheid is an event that must be remembered to avoid repeating the same mistake. You know everything there is to know about South Africa. Thank you for listening. We wish you a wonderful day. Goodbye.